to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship you.
Every time I kneel to pray, I open up my heart to the Lord. Every time I close my eyes, I feel the sweet embrace of my Lord. And I don't know why so many things seem to get in the way of seeing my God's glory. But I try every day to see Him and to thank Him for all the things He's given to me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
All right, our last song before our prayer and a scripture to follow is, let's do Get Right Church. Let's do Get Right Church here. All right, here we go, here we go. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church, and let's go
home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home.
Well, I'm going home on the morning train.
I'm going home on the morning train.
I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train.
That evening train might be too late.
Well, the evening train might be too late.
Evening train might be too late. Evening train, oh, that evening train. Evening train might be too late.
So back train and get your load.
Back train and get your load.
Back train and get your load. Back train, back train, back train and get your load.
So get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, get right, church, get right, church, and let's go home.
Amen. Please remain standing for our song, our prayer and scripture to follow.
Please bow your head and join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that we have another week, that we can be able to learn more about you and to be here on this amazing campus. I thank you that it is homecoming week and there's so many amazing things going on, so many opportunities, so many giant projects that are coming to fruition. I pray that you guide the people that have been working, that you ease their stress and their anxiety, and that you make sure that they get done what they have planned and everything goes smoothly. We pray that you watch over us, you keep us from sickness and from disease and from accidents and pain, and that you help us to be able to focus and learn more about you. We thank you for what you've blessed us with these friends, these families, our opportunities, everything that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture will be from Romans 12, verse 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
You may be seated.
You may be seated. Yep.
Today is one of my favorite things I get to do because while I love introducing my colleagues, I also really love introducing all of you when we have students speaking. Today's speaker comes to us all the way from Spearfish, South Dakota. He is a freshman baseball player and a Bible and ministry major. Give it up for Mr. Jack Branham.
Well, good morning. Okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be. There's a lot of people, but that's not that bad. So for those of you that don't know me, Dr. Pack explained it pretty well. I'm a freshman baseball player. I'm from Spearfish, South Dakota. That's the beautiful Black Hills. You should go sometime. It's worth it. That's pretty much me. So let's get into it. So I'm going to share one of my favorite verses, which is Ephesians 4:1. I'm doing it as a study for one of my classes in advanced biblical research, so I'm really getting to dig into it, but I'll just read it for you. It's, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. When Paul wrote this, he wasn't talking about a special calling that only pastors or missionaries have. He was talking about a calling that every believer has received in their life. For me, that calling started long before I even thought about going into ministry. And before I came here, it was when I started at my home, when I was born, just growing up. So I will be talking about home, but not like everybody else, really. So growing up, I was a pastor's kid, still am. My parents planted a church 25 years ago in Spearfish, South Dakota. And so I grew up as a pastor's kid. Some of my favorite memories were setting up church because we were church in a box. We did church in the high school in Spearfish for 11 years? 11 years. Okay, 11 years. That's not right. is it right? It might be right. Dang, time is weird. Okay, 20 years. The church is 20 years old. That's it. And so I would get up with my dad at 6 a.m. because he had to go get the church trailer. So I was probably, 4 or 5 years old. And we'd go and get the trailer. I learned how to back him up properly. So, you know,
stop.
You know, everybody knows that. But then we'd get to the church, and I would take the communion stuff, and I'd go into the kitchen, and I would fill all the communion cups with grape juice because we did it the cheap way. And then I'd go and grab the foam little mats. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And I would organize them in a certain way for the nursery. So back then, I just found different ways to serve. I loved going to church. I loved Sundays just because we got to hang out with our friends and with our family and learn about Jesus. And I got to do all those fun things with my dad. So then growing up a little bit further, in my middle school years, I got to graduate out of kids' Sunday school. And I got to start helping with bigger stuff. So I worked in the nursery, even though I don't like babies. I just like the toys. You guys know, yeah. And then I started drumming, so I played cajon. Some of you have seen me play cajon. I also drum in a kit. And then I would do sight. So I have respect for those people up there that are trying to figure this out. It always goes wrong. It just always goes wrong. So I just found ways to serve. It was just part of my family growing up. We loved being a part of the church family. We loved serving. And it was never a burden. Which I know is kind of unusual for some people. I still don't find it as a burden. I don't think this is a burden coming up here and speaking to you guys. It's just part of life, and it's part of ministry. We get to share our testimonies. We get to show the love that God has shown us to you guys. And so this is really fun for me. But let's see. Where am I? I haven't looked at my notes, so this is good. So in my faith, it really came to my dad's transformation over the past 8 years. He started in a project called the Bonhoeffer Project. I don't know how many of you are familiar with it, but basically what they do is they disciple ministers in a way. So they just kind of go through a 6-month program, they call it a class, and they just kind of reevaluate their ministry and what they're doing. And so my dad is now a teacher of that class, it kind of changed the way he did ministry. He went from what some of you would know as like topical. He did textual preaching, but he also did some topical. But now it's just straight gospel. Like, we share the gospel in everything we do. One of the things that they do is they have to define out the gospel. And so they work through the book of Mark, and then they define out the gospel in what Jesus says it is. And so in Mark 1, you know, Jesus says, the kingdom has come, repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is here. It is here now. And so we are called to be a part of that kingdom. And so that repentance, that following, that belief in God, that really got to me. That made me really change my ways. I didn't really do anything bad, but I wasn't fully following Jesus in everything that I did. And so I really just had to reevaluate that in myself. Repentance is the Greek word metanoia, if you didn't know that, and it's literal change of ways. And so I had to change my ways to follow Jesus. And so going through that, Luke 9:23, some of you might be familiar with it. It's, if anyone would come after me, let them deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And so that really just goes perfectly with the gospel that Jesus shares. Obviously, it's in the Gospel of Luke. But that, you know, that just got to me. And so I really found ways to change my mindset in worship and in ministry to where I just do it for that love that I always had, but I recognized that I had that love for ministry. And so why I shared that verse with you at the start, Ephesians 4:1, that was what called me into ministry and called me to York, more or less. I think of the word prisoner. I'm going to research what it meant for Paul to be a prisoner and why he's writing to Ephesus, the church in Ephesus. But I thought of the word prisoner. We aren't here on this earth to be ourselves. We're here for Jesus. And in that, we get to be ourselves because God is good. But we should live for Jesus. And so that's my goal with my entire life. I want to serve God with my gifts. One of those gifts is baseball. Though I'm not always the best, I try to be. I like to be. So that's why I keep practicing. That's why I show up. But I love baseball, and so I'm going to use that gift not only to have fun myself, but to share the gospel with others. I have 3 gloves, and they all have a Bible verse on it. I have a bat with a Bible verse on it. It's just a way to share the gospel if you can. You just look for those seeds that you can plant in other people. But he's also given me, I'm still trying to figure it out. He's given me the gift to speak. So, yeah, here I am. But then he's also given me the ability to drum. I've drummed at my church home back in Spearfish. I've drummed there for 7 years. I've been in the kit for 4, and it's just really fun. I love it. I don't dance. Some of you will figure that out. I don't like to dance. I don't like dancing. My sister's a dancer. She got that gene. And so I say my dancing is drumming, because I get to glorify God with my feet and with my hands because I get to hit stuff. So it's fun, but I get to use that gift for God. So I really just got my calling through that Bible verse. For me, it was taking every gift that God has given me. And so my challenge for you guys throughout the school year, throughout your careers, through college, through your entire life, find those ways to serve God. He's gifted each and every one of us. And so if you haven't figured out what that gift is, start exploring. Campus Ministries needs help. So I'm going to plug that in still. We want help. So if you have a gift that you know you have that you want to, get more involved in, even just get better at, come talk to us. We have different things that we can get you guys plugged into. So come talk to us. But my main goal is that just live a life worthy of the calling you received. Jesus called each and every one of us when he died and resurrected in Matthew 28 to therefore go and make disciples of all nations. That's sharing the gospel. That's building believers. That's truly making followers of Jesus. And that's the goal here at York University is to make disciples in a Christ-centered education, is my point. And so, yeah, live that life for Jesus. Thank you guys for letting me come and talk to you. Hopefully you learned something. There's a new Bible verse that you might like. It's a good tattoo. So, yeah, thank you guys.